Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here, and welcome back to the Wild Child Podcast. If you follow my Facebook or my Instagram, then you might be aware that I'm starting to promote my newest book, Find Your Fight, Trauma Recovery in Horses and Humans. It's going to be released on November 17th, so mark your calendars. You're not going to want to miss this book, as it is one that has a lot of info. I've done a lot of research. I've spoken to a lot of different professionals to make sure that I'm relaying this information correctly, not to mention I have lived this life. I was a trauma specialist in the equine industry for several years. I had people from all over the United States sending me horses, whether that was from Nevada, North Dakota, Colorado, literally just people from all over the country sending me horses that no other trainer would touch with a 10-foot pole because of how much trauma they had endured and how complex their situation was. And so, you know, I worked with traumatized horses for quite some time before I got pretty severely injured. And so I kind of just like took a break from that, and I'm still on that break. I don't know if I will be returning, but I have a lot of experience with the traumatized horses side of things, and I've also endured the healing process of a traumatic childhood as well. You know, I've been through addiction recovery, I've been through rehab, and all that fun stuff. So not only have I lived this life personally with both horses and humans, but I thought it would be phenomenal to turn this into a book with scientific studies, learning from other people about trauma, what it does to the brain, and how you can work on the healing process, whether you're part of the equine species or the human species, just as a really cool book. So again, I've done a lot of good work on this, and I thought as I'm promoting this book, I'd also make a podcast episode kind of just discussing what exactly it's like to be an author. Because a lot of people, you know, have come to, well, what's it like? You know, how do you become an author? And to be honest with you, being an author is not all it's cracked up to be. First things first, when you are an author, you have to write because you love it. You do not make a lot of money off of it. Now, some books like fiction books or fantasy books, those become like really big, popular books and make a shit ton of money, right? But think of how many big time book series you have compared to like, you know, just your everyday author. And so the biggest thing that I've learned is that you do not write to make money. You write because you love it. There have been months where I make $2,000 off of my book sales. And then there's months where I make jack shit off my book sales. And so that's something you have to remember when you are debating becoming an author, is that you write for fun. You know, you have to love writing in order to be an author, because sometimes you're not going to have a lot of profit in it, and you may spend weeks and hours and pour your blood, sweat, and tears into writing a book, and then it just makes absolutely no profit, and you're like, well, damn, that was for absolutely nothing. But again, if you love to write and you thoroughly enjoy writing and creating books, then being an author could be a successful career for you. You just can't, and unfortunately, you just cannot expect to make a living off of it right off the bat. Now, there are different things you can do, like freelance writing, where you pretty much just write about things for other people and get paid to do it, but that's also an incredibly difficult side of the world to get into. It's one that you can, but again, it's another difficult thing to just do and make a living and an income off of. One of my biggest struggles as an author is publishers, right? I wrote my first book, Rebelling Against Tradition, and I submitted it to a publisher, and this publisher was all, great, I'll take this book and we'll edit it and we'll try and do some stuff with it. And let me tell you, man, I learned very quickly that working with a publisher was just not for me, because, you know, I gave them this book and they'd be like, oh, well, I need this rough draft done by this date. And I'm like a master procrastinator. Not to mention, I like to work on my own timeline. I like to write when I'm in the mood to write, because if I'm not in the mood to do it, then it's just not going to sound good. It's not going to flow well. And so I'm very much a work at my own pace person in order to make the book, you know, a good book. And so I had a lot of publishers get pretty pissed off at me because I was not able to do things by a deadline, just because it's not who I am. The other issue I've discovered with publishers is a lot of them like to try and change your story, right? So like in Rebelling Against Tradition, you know, it was a very sciencey type book. You know, there was a lot of educational content, but I also intertwined a lot of my personal experiences as a horse trainer and trauma specialist into it as well. And the issue is that, you know, I had like two different publishers try and take out some of the personal stories because, well, this is a sciencey book, you know, it can't be both sciencey and a relatable book at the same time. And I really struggled with that aspect of it too, because after I published Rebelling Against Tradition, I later discovered that a lot of people actually liked the personal stories that were intertwined into it, because even if they weren't necessarily horsey or didn't quite know a lot, it helped make the book flow a lot better. and sound a lot better compared to not having those personal stories. And so for me, I just discovered that working with a publisher was just not for me, because I'm just a very, you know, I'd like to do things at my own pace. I write my story for my story, not for whatever the hell someone else wants to write it for. With Beneath the Surface, I ran into the exact same issues. You know, Beneath the Surface was a memoir of my teen years. And every few years, I'm going to pop out another memoir, right? And that's just the goal. But, you know, when I started trying to submit that one to a publisher as well, it was kind of the same situation. They'd be like, oh, well, that's a little bit too dark to put in this book, or, oh, well, maybe you should change this a little bit. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to change it, because this is my fucking life. You know, my memoir was specifically about my teen years, the shit that I endured in my teen years. And they just wanted me to change a lot of it. And so I just struggled with the publisher. And after Beneath the Surface, I decided that when it came to Find Your Fight, I did not want to go with a publisher and even try that route. And I'm just going to self-publish it, just like I ended up doing with both Rebelling Against Tradition and Beneath the Surface. You know, if you want to become an author, keep that in mind, that if you don't really work well with deadlines, and if you tend to try and tell your own story and don't necessarily like it when people tell you, oh no, move that or change that or get this out of there, maybe working with a publisher is not for you. Now, there are benefits to working with a publisher, though. Publishers kind of have a wider fan base, you know. You can have one publisher that has, like, books of the month, or they'll do, like, the book fairs and stuff, and so working with a publisher can definitely be better. Official into getting your name out there and getting your book out there as well. And it can also open up the opportunity to make yourself a little bit more money. But keep in mind, a good portion of that goes to the publisher. Whereas if you self-publish, you are solely responsible for the marketing, for the editing, for literally every single aspect of the book. And if you are unable to market the book properly, people aren't going to know that it exists, and you're not going to make any sales. So you have to not only have, like, somewhat of a fan base following you in order to market this book and make any fucking money off of it at all. But you have to be able to market it. You have to be able to edit it. You have to be able to literally do every single thing yourself. Working with a publisher, you might get assigned an editor, but keep in mind, there also might be an upfront cost when working with a publisher. Like, you might have to pay them $600 just for them to edit your book, look at your book, and put it on the shelves, and they're going to take a royalty from it. So there's a lot of pros and cons to self-publishing, and being just your normal everyday, publisher. And I always recommend that you guys check that out first. Do your research into it. For all of my books, I have used a self-publishing company called Lulu. And I personally, like, I love this program so much, because I can literally just upload my file, you know, edit it myself. Everything that I need to do, I just uploaded it into one place. It turns it into a book. I get my author's copy, and it will actually distribute it across channels for me, right? So it'll distribute it to, like, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So I'm not going to have to go and pitch my book to every single place. It'll just distribute it for me. And there's no upfront cost, except for, like, the shipping cost for your author's copy, to publish with Lulu Self-Publishing. So I really, really love this company, and I highly recommend that if you do want to self-publish, to check this one out. It's really great, really simple, and really easy for just about anybody to understand. I think one of the incredibly ironic things about being an author is how many people don't know I'm an author, right? So, like, on social media, a lot of people can, you know, see my books and buy my books because, you know, I market them a lot, and I've got a pretty decent following base on social media from my time working as an equine professional in the industry, you know, and I would take my books to clinics, and I would give them to clients, and clients would recommend them to their friends, and so on and so forth. So, you know, I'm able to make at least something off my books every month, you know, because I have that following base. But, like, for example, the other day I was at work, and my friend was all, well, what are you stressing about? They're like, you seem like so face. And I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to get this book out. It's almost done, you know, and I was just mainly working on, like, editing and shit. And they're all, what do you mean your book? And I'm like, oh, I'm publishing a book. And they're like, oh shit, you're publishing a book? And they just seem so dumbfounded and fazed by it. And they're, well, what's it about? And they start asking all these questions, and I'm like, well, you know, it's, and then I'll mention, like, my first or my second book, and they're, whoa, you've written multiple books? And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, and it's just fascinating to me how, you know, despite having a following base and despite being able to make some sort of a profit off of these books, even though it's not very much, people in my everyday life, you know, that I work with, and not really close with personally, they're just shocked and dumbfounded over the fact that I've written a book or written several books. And I don't know, I just find it interesting. You know, you think you know somebody, and then before you know it, you blink and you hear something and you realize that they're a published author. And I just find it pretty funny sometimes. I also feel like being mentally ill has played a huge factor in my success as an author, as weird as that sounds. I'm diagnosed with bipolar 2. I've had my highs of highs and lows of lows, and there have been times where I won't write a single word for weeks, and then within the time span of like 3 days, I pop out half a fucking book, just because, you know, that's just how my brain works. And I think being an author, you have to figure out how your brain works. One thing I've learned, like, I had a friend who is also an author, and she's got ADHD, and so like she'd jump from bit to bit to bit to bit in her book, and just write little things here and there. You know, if she was interested in writing about one thing, she'd write about that and then jump to another thing, and later on she just organized it all. You know, and as an author, you are a creator, you are making things, right? You're making something for other people to enjoy, and so you kind of have to figure out how your brain works. You know, when you're motivated, are you able to write properly? If you're unmotivated, does your writing just not sound great? You know, you kind of got to figure out the moods that you have to be in when you write, or ways that you can work on writing, because so many people will also be like, oh, well, I haven't written a book. I've always wanted to, but I just don't think I could sit down and do it. And so many people have this thought process. Even I had this thought process. And then it was really just a process of learning how my brain worked and how I could take all of my jumbled mess of thoughts, turn them into something, and then organize them later on down the road and make it enjoyable for people to read. Every author that I have met, including myself, reaches a point where they are just done with their book, right? Like, they have spent so much time writing it, editing it, making draft after draft after draft after draft, and then they're just like, all right, I'm done with this book. I want it, you know, I want to be able to snap my fingers and just let it be out to the world. And that's always like a really difficult thing too, is being able to find the motivation to work on your book when you are so fucking tired of it. And, you know, the thing is too, is books come with many, many drafts. Like, Rebelling Against Tradition, my first book, had like 40 something drafts. Beneath the Surface had like 20, 30 something drafts, and I haven't even counted Find Your Fights yet. You know, so it takes a lot of, oh, I finished my rough draft, now I have to edit, rewrite, edit, rewrite, edit, rewrite. And it's just like this never ending fucking cycle, and it's exhausting. But, you know, then on the other side of the coin, you reach the point where it's actually time to publish your book, and you're like, oh, yeah, I don't know if I want to publish my book. And you basically have like an existential crisis. I have it once a year every time I pop out a new book, because that's about my average. And I'm just like, well, should I publish this book? Did I say too much? Did I say too little? Will people read it? Will people like it? And you basically just question every little thing, and you're like, well, should I publish it or should I not? And what I've learned is the best way to do this, once you're finished writing your book, make your release date, because, you know, you don't want to have a release date before your book's finished. You know, have a release date and then just send it out to the world and hope and pray to God. And I have also found that, you know, every single book that I've questioned if I want to release it to the world has actually been very successful once it is in the world. And I've always had very good reviews, people who have always really liked my books. But you just have to be able to get over that little mental block of, should I do this, and just fucking do it. Just throw it out into the world. Again, I don't really know if the process is different when you're working with an actual publisher, because as mentioned, I tried working with several publishers, and it just didn't work out for me. But when it comes to self-publishing, just pushing it out there, as soon as it's done, as soon as you're confident with it, just throw it out there, let the world do its thing. You know, people might like it, people might not, you know, they might leave bad reviews, but at the end of the day, there's bad reviews about everything, right? Look at how many people love McDonald's and how many people hate McDonald's, but at the end of the day, it's still a thriving business. It's kind of the exact same thing with books. There's going to be people who like them and people who hate them. You just kind of have to take the hate, take the criticism, and keep on going, because again, you have to love writing to be a published author. So again, before we end this, please mark your calendars. November 17th, Find Your Fight, Trauma Recovery in Horses and Humans will be released. Again, November 17th. So I would definitely recommend, if you guys have liked my stuff in the past, that you go and check this one out. This is by far my longest book. And so I really hope you guys like it. I've poured a lot of work into it, and it will be released here very soon. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out. If there's something that you would like me to address in my podcast, whether that's about life, mental health, just shit, comedy, whatever the hell you want it to be about. If there's a topic that you would like me to address or discuss on this podcast or on my social medias, please reach out. Do not hesitate, and don't worry about like pissing me off or offending me, because that is an incredibly difficult thing to do, and I will probably cover just about any topic you send my way. So with that being said, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and all the above. We also have a merch store, so check that out as well. So stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and I will see y'all next time.